Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. The FIFA World Cup is the pinnacle of global sport. 64 matches, 32 nations, and the world's most elite athletes performing at maximum intensity on the biggest stage of their careers. But for every breathtaking goal and last-minute save, there is a medical staff managing a roster of bodies pushed far beyond what any regular season demands. Understanding the injuries behind those moments is what separates great sports medicine from reactive sideline care. Hamstring strains, the most feared injury in elite soccer. No injury ends a World Cup campaign faster or more suddenly than a hamstring strain. The explosive sprinting demands of international soccer place extraordinary eccentric load on the posterior chain, and grade 2 or grade 3 tears can remove a key player from the tournament entirely. From a team physician standpoint, early MRI grading is essential to determine whether a player has any realistic chance of return within the tournament window. Management centers on physical therapy and a structured progressive loading protocol, with PRP injections increasingly used to accelerate tissue healing in high-stakes timelines. The non-operative and operative soft tissue regeneration review from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush outlines exactly how orthobiologics fit into this decision-making framework. Knee ligament and meniscus injuries. When a World Cup ends in a single step, ACL and MCL injuries in soccer typically occur during non-contact deceleration, landing, or cutting movements, precisely the mechanics that define the modern attacking game. An ACL rupture is effectively a tournament-ending diagnosis. MCL grade 1 and 2 injuries, however, may be managed non-operatively with bracing and aggressive rehabilitation, allowing selected players to return within weeks. Meniscus damage frequently occurs alongside knee ligament injuries and is often the more subtle and more underestimated of the two. A locked or mechanically symptomatic knee mid-tournament requires rapid assessment to distinguish between injuries that can be managed conservatively and those that require immediate surgical intervention. For injuries requiring post-tournament reconstruction, ligament repair and reconstruction, meniscus repair, and cartilage restoration are the primary interventions. The spare the scalpel or philosophy, prioritizing non-operative management, including targeted injections and physical therapy before surgical escalation, guides in tournament decision-making at every stage. Shoulder injuries, goalkeepers, and the hidden casualty of every tournament. Shoulder injuries in elite soccer are disproportionately concentrated in goalkeepers, who sustain high-velocity falls, diving saves, and direct contact that places extraordinary demand on the glenohumeral joint. A C-joint separations, labral tears, and rotator cuff injuries are the most frequently managed shoulder conditions at the international level. Grade 1 and 2. AC joint injuries and partial rotator cuff tears can often be managed through the tournament with targeted cortisone or PRP injection therapy, bracing, and load modification, preserving a goalkeeper's ability to play while protecting against further structural deterioration. Grade 3 AC separations in full thickness. Rotator cuff tears, however, typically require post-tournament surgical evaluation. The full shoulder procedure library at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush addresses the complete spectrum of these conditions, from arthroscopic labral repair to rotator cuff reconstruction. Elbow injuries, an underreported risk in aerial duels and goalkeeper play. Elbow injuries in soccer are less common than knee or shoulder pathology, but they are routinely underreported, particularly in goalkeepers and outfield players involved in aerial challenges. Olecranon contusions, UCL sprains, and radial head fractures can all result from high-impact falls and blocked shots. What appears to be a minor elbow contusion on the sideline may represent more significant ligamentous or osteochondral damage, requiring imaging and formal evaluation before return to play clearance. The complete elbow procedure library at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush covers the full range of conditions from UCL reconstruction to elbow arthroscopy. Concussion and head injuries, the protocol that cannot be compromised. With heading central to elite soccer, head injuries remain a significant clinical concern at the World Cup level. As a team physician, the non-negotiable principle is this: No player returns to the pitch in the same match following a confirmed or suspected concussion, regardless of tournament stakes. Post-concussion management follows a structured return-to-play protocol, and any player with a history of multiple concussions warrants additional neuropsychological baseline testing before clearance. Post-tournament, when the real surgical work begins. For injuries managed conservatively through the tournament, partial ACL tears, unstable meniscus lesions, chronic ankle instability, the end of the World Cup opens the surgical calendar. At Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, postseason treatment options include cartilage restoration, osteochondral allograft transplantation, ligament reconstruction, and orthobiologics, natural substances including cells, growth factors, and tissue that stimulate regeneration and restore long-term joint function. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.